good evening. What a wonderful evening. Beautiful day today. Although the rain's not bad either, we need that. I wanted to speak to you this evening on hobbies and heaven. The idea, are activities and interests that we have a worldly distraction, or can they be a useful part of the Christian's life? Every Christian faces the question day to day, is what I'm doing healthy, proper, and does it serve God? While we examine everything in our lives, or we should be examining everything in our lives, this question is of particular interest when we consider our hobbies and our recreational activities that we like. Are hobbies the best use of a Christian's time? Does a vacation serve God? Are sports a Christian activity, a sinful activity, or just a neutral thing that is neither good nor bad in and of itself? Should a Christian do away with everything in their life that is not directly a spiritual pursuit? God made us complex, intelligent, and creative. We see God's creativity around us and the art He liked to make, but we create also. God made us to have curiosity and interests. We are not called to be monks, to beat ourselves and enjoy nothing. That is not spirituality. God intended us to live and enjoy life as long as we submit to and serve Him and don't make the enjoyment of life our aim. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, the next several passages will be in Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 24. A man can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in his work. This too I see is from the hand of God. For without Him, who can eat or find enjoyment? To the man who pleases Him, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. But to the sinner, He gives the task of gathering and storing up wealth to hand it over to the one who pleases God. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Verses 9 through 10. Ecclesiastes 9, 9 through 10. Enjoy life with your wife, whom you love, all the days of this meaningless life that God has given you under the sun, all your meaningless days. For this is your lot in life and in your toilsome labor under the sun. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for in the grave where you are going, there is neither working, nor planning, nor knowledge, nor wisdom. So the balance is this. We can enjoy things in this life that God has given us, but we cannot let those things consume us or be our focus. Again in Ecclesiastes in chapter 11, and then I'm going to go to chapter 12. Ecclesiastes 11, 7 through 9. Light is sweet and it pleases the eyes to see the sun. However many years a man may live, let him enjoy them all. But let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. Everything to come is meaningless. Be happy, young man, while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see, but know that for all these things, God will bring you to judgment. And Ecclesiastes 12, that sums it all up. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. So we must serve God. It is not worldly to enjoy the blessings God has given us in the earth. Worldly is not the things in this world, it's the things of this world. Worldly is focusing on, going after, and making earthly things our goal and our God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 defines some of this for us. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. And that passage covers a lot of things. I think food is a good example of the things we can enjoy but can be used wrongly. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 12 through 13. Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. Food for the stomach and the stomach for food, but God will destroy them both. And in Philippians 3, verses 17 and 21. Join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you. For as I have often told you before, and now say again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. He clearly contrasts the path of destruction, which is going after our stomach and wanting to fill it, and the path of seeking after Christ, who's going to save us and take us home. Food is necessary. We eat it, we can enjoy it, but if we make it our God, we're headed for destruction. And this is true of everything else in life that we can enjoy. We have established that God wants us to enjoy life while we serve him. But what about those activities? Sports, hobbies, interests? See, everything good that God has given us can also be misused. So are these activities of ours or interests, are they good or bad? Am I doing the right thing when I'm doing them? If you haven't asked these questions about the things you do, you should. It is good and healthy for us to examine ourselves in all aspects of our life. 2 Corinthians 13, verses 5 through 6. That's 2 Corinthians 13, 5 through 6. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. And I trust that you will discover that we have not failed the test. In Philippians chapter 2, 12 and 13. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. So our focus needs to be on God and his work. But while we examine ourselves and look at the things that we like to do and evaluate them, the job is yours, not mine, regarding your interests. I can help you if you ask, but you must ask the questions and you must make the decisions about your own behavior and what you're going to spend your time doing. Here are some suggestions that may help. First, make a list of all your hobbies, sports, interests, and activities. Make it as inclusive as possible. Actually, write down everything. The TV you watch, reading, newspaper, running, watching movies, home theater, sports watching or participating, writing, garage sailing, woodworking, scrapbooking, boating, hiking, travel, vacation, video and board games, Facebooking. And we could make the list a whole lot longer if we went through everybody's interests. I would also encourage you to use the calendar that Richard handed out in class the other week. That was really good. It was about how we use our time. On that calendar, as you track how you use your time to see what you're doing for God, write down on there the time you spend at your various activities and hobbies that you like. That'd be a really good exercise. Next, I have a series of questions for you to ask yourself. The first one is the obvious one. Is this activity or interest, is it clearly ungodly? If it is something that is sinful or is that obviously questionable, if you're not sure, get help from others. If it in any way goes against God's instructions, then no more questions are necessary. Stop it. If you're having trouble stopping it, get help. That's what the body of Christ is for. There are many complexities to our lives and many things we may struggle with. And there are only two types of Christians: those that struggle against sin in their lives, and those that should be and don't realize it. There are some other questions you ask. I'll ask some negative questions you can ask first, and then I'll have some positive questions. First of all, ask yourself, does this particular activity take too much of my time? Next, does it take too much of my money? Does this interest in any way control me? Does it get in the way of my personal relationship with God and Christ? Does it get in the way of my marriage, family, and church relationships? Does it get in the way of my Bible study, prayer, meditation, and growth? Does it get in the way of my service to God? And one side question I'd ask about that with the work we have going on at this church is, does it deter me from participating in one of the Bible studies? Does my involvement in this activity set a bad example for my family or others? Does my involvement in this activity cause any of the above negative effects for anyone in my family? Maybe I don't have a problem with it, but it causes problems for others. And lastly, does it cause me to sin, or does it worsen other problems and weaknesses that I have? If you play sports and you don't have a problem with playing sports and you can answer all these questions positively, but while at sports you have trouble controlling your anger because you have a sin issue with anger, and maybe the way you speak to others, then maybe you need to look at the sport too, if it's contributing to your problem with anger and how you speak to others. How you answer these questions may determine whether you need to give up this activity or find a new one. If what you're doing, your hobby or your interest, passes that test, then there's some more questions to ask. Given the passages we read and how our focus is to be on God and how we need to be serving Him and doing His work, you need to ask some further questions. First, does it pass the whatever test? The true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy test. In Philippians 4, 8 and 9. And I'll read that. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you've learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Check and see that what you're doing passes that test. Next, can I praise God during this activity? Can I praise God with this activity? And I would use the example of softball. We had a softball team, and people enjoyed that. People did activities. They built relationships in the church. They had a prayer at the end of a game. They met people. We actually drew some people into the church and being active in the church through that activity. So it was possible to praise God during that activity, and it was possible to praise God with that activity. Can I use this interest I have for God? Is it a good way to relax and recharge when necessary in order to better serve God? And if it's something we do to relax and recharge, are we limiting its use to just that? I think it's good to have that hour downtime reading a book or watching a TV show or whatever. But when it's 4 hours or 6 hours a day downtime reading the book or watching a TV show, then maybe it's not just the recharge to do the work we need to do. Can I use it to build marital and family relationships? Can I use it to encourage others and build the body? Can I use it to teach the truth? Can I use it evangelistically? Do I know someone who likes the same activity that I could reach out to? Can I use the activity in a lesson or class? When you look at some of these positive questions, then we need to ask, are the positives and the negatives, are the positives sufficient to outweigh the negatives? If I like the activity, I should use it for God. If I cannot use it for God, then I should give it up. So, what kind of practical ways, how can I use my hobby, my sport, or my activity for good? Well, I already mentioned about the softball team. Baseball, football, softball games, watching and participating in, they can be church fellowship and relationship building, such as the church softball team. It can build family relationships if you share that with someone in your family. There are lots of biblical sports analogies and lessons. You'll hear a few football ones out of me from time to time. And you can evangelize someone who shares that same interest. There's a lot of other activities we could look at. How do you powerboat for God? Well, I know Dave is taking people out on his boat. I know that I particularly like camping and hiking. When I'm camping and hiking, that's a time when I really worship God, when I'm experiencing his creation. So that's recharge time for me. I know David gets that, David Smith, when he's out on his boat. Car repair. You really like working with your hands on the car. We have a car ministry here. People took what they really liked doing, and they turned it into an outreach for others. Model railroading. Lou's not here tonight, is he? Hit road on. How to use that. Again, find somebody else that has that same like. I think there's a lot of analogies and lessons you could make out of the Bible from our enjoying creating something and then what has God done for us. Do you like to entertain people in your home? Host a Bible study. We made a trip to the Smithsonian a while ago, a few years ago, and we used that as an opportunity to teach some of the young people that were along about science and the Bible. There was a recent trip to Washington by the youth that was a fun trip to go to the sites, but that trip was used as a way to teach our youth about the godly history in our country and the need to follow God. Tim and I have made several trips to Yellowstone. And we've used that to worship God and build our understanding of his divine nature and eternal power. Went on a cruise with my wife to build relationships and again worship him through his creation. And I like movies. You know me, you know that. And I found a number of movies that have godly themes that could be used to teach a lesson or to share with someone. There are a lot of other questions you could ask, and many ways you can evaluate the time you spend. The key is that you do the evaluation honestly. Because we have to remember, while there's all these things calling to us in our life, all the activities, all the work, that we have to keep our focus on Christ and serving him. So find a way to use your talents, your interests, and your hobbies to serve God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23 and 24, and then I'm going to jump down to 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 23 and 24, and then I'll go down to 31. Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive. Nobody should seek his own good, but the good of others. Down in verse 31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And I'd like to close with Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. If anyone has any needs, or if anyone wants to rededicate their direction and interest towards God, please come as we stand and sing.